An important fact that every HRIS manager needs to understand is that there is persistent ambiguity throughout the strategic decision-making process. Understanding the underlying assumptions that provide strategic advantage can give any organization a significant advantage through the strategic application of human resource information systems resources. Currently, there is a strategic need for the measurement of results and the development and standardization of key HRIS metrics. In the future, there will be an increasing demand by organizations to measure and strategically assess the value of their human capital and the HRIS activities, initiatives, and practices that support them as well. The increasing need to use strategic measures, business intelligence, visualization, and workforce planning technologies to support integration, reporting, analysis, and presentation challenges the HR and HRIS professionals. Now, what this does is it prompts them to evolve their HR technology platforms and show the return of implementing these technologies, which have now become critical to the very survival of the organizations. Organizations thus increasingly will be subject to external scrutiny and expectations, leading to greater separation between the organizations that implement and embrace capabilities related to decision-making systems as methods of enhancing business. Since the environment is dynamic and turbulent, the strategic human resource managers are less capable of making precise forecasts about the future. Less precision in forecasts indicate a need for current, accurate, and transparent information, one of the competencies that can be developed through tactical information systems implementations. The HRI systems thus allow human resource analysis to be done in an extensive fashion, which is the basis of human resource planning and most business decision-making. The organizations make many business decisions on the basis of capabilities of their employees and many decisions to make their workforce happy and skillful. Precisely engineered HRIS processes provide leverage against the ambiguity that is inherent in a turbulent environment, as discussed in the previous slide, and also provide transparency in an environment that demands increasing accountability. The economic crisis and fewer existing business opportunities will thus create a higher demand on the global HR function to demonstrate a greater amount of agility and contribute strategic guidance from the context of the decision-making systems in the human resource solutions. Another assumption that senior managers need to be aware of is that because of rapid technology proliferation, the window for creating strategic advantages through the HRIS implementation is considerably shorter than it's been in the years past and continues to grow even shorter. There is a renowned focus on performance management and on performance and process improvement in this context. Increased demands for HRIS implementation may bring about a widely accepted set of analytical measures and methods, also global standards to describe, predict, and evaluate the quality and impact of HR practices and the productivity of the workforce. This thus indicates a need to recognize the opportunities as they emerge so that the strategies can be developed in a timely manner to create advantages throughout the HRIS implementation. Well, related to these systems are those that provide highly specialized analytical power that augments knowledge workers in the middle tiers of the organization's hierarchy. As seen by these forecasted trends that were discussed in the earlier slides, they present both domestic and global challenges to the HR professionals. Thus, the HR professionals face complexities of the current VUCA world. Although all of the studies previously described focus on different issues, There are common themes across all of them: the criticality of human capital, the complexity of the current organizational culture, and the compensation demands in a challenging environment are some that come to the forefront. It is interesting to note that these common themes were identified as playing a role in the future of the HRIS solutions and the elements of decision-making systems in the current human resource information systems. These decision support systems are often used to assist or even replace the employees or workers with tasks that have in times been labor intensive. In the scope of the rapidly changing business development environment, the HRIS decision-making systems must be capable of making important decisions that can impact the business development. The HRI systems offer many administrative advantages and strategies for HR planning and HR human resources. The appropriate decision making is important from this context of keeping the organizations running. The HR system lets you analyze the HR data so that a response can be created to the changing business dynamics. In this context, what is important is the maintenance of inventory levels in an organization, which would be impossible without a small army of inventory managers or very specialized inventory management systems. The decision support systems are often more efficient at detecting the quality problems through statistical methods than they are than the human counterparts. Thus, how managers respond to this complexity will be aided by the advances in both HR practices and the technologies that tend to support them. Through the innovative use of information technology, the organizations have created a competitive edge by streamlining and reducing the design to delivery time, thus creating a significant advantage over other organizations. In this context, the HRIS has evolved into a diaspora of systems, which now features transaction processing systems, decision systems, support systems, as well as communication systems. In addition, features of the new generation of human resource information support systems, such as employee self-services or ESS, and have provided the ability for employees and their managers to complete HR-related transactions without the need for interventions from the HR department. Here we continue our discussion about the elements of decision-making systems in HRIS, where such systems now work in real time and with a much lower variance in data measurement then, when performed by humans, losses related to poor quality are much more tightly controlled. The number of systems that we have seen in the last slide thus help with the functioning, the smooth functioning of the organizations. Additionally, the cost of employees or laborers entails more than wages, salaries, and benefits, which is taken care of by the robust systems. Organizations have thus been able to integrate their HRI systems into various other systems, namely payroll, leave, travel and expenses, time and attendance, career planning, and easy data processing systems. The data integration with these systems has allowed the core HRI system to provide detailed information. By improvising access to the information process quickly, and creating better information accuracy allows the decision makers to take better action, thus helping with the decision making processes in the decision making systems in HRIS. The fact now is that an HRM department cannot be effective unless the functions mentioned in the previous slide are managed by an HRI solution that ties HRM to the rest of the organization's business systems. The cost related to recruiting, selecting, orienting, training, turnover, compensation, labor, employee relations, legal compliance, health and safety, conflict resolution, and HR information security drive up the overall labor costs. The HRIS system allows HR analysis where it is the basis of HR planning and business decision making. The organizations make a lot of business decisions based on the abilities of their employees to make their workforce more experts. Thus, the HRIS helps to lower these costs by partnering with the HRM and maintain applications, which is related to reducing the transaction costs relating to the HRM functions. Documentation elements in HRIS is the topic that we are going to cover in this and the next few slides. The documentation in the HRIS systems holds a very critical place and is vital for all the functionalities, including staff benefit calculations and charges, review and correction of the human resource accounts. HRIS thus offers the ability to create robust documentation through the form of reports and dashboards that allow the management to make informed decisions about work and areas that affect the entire organization. Thus, HRIS documentation includes both standardized and customized reports. The standard reports feature templates for various administrative purposes, which are provided by the vendor. These include the employee reviews, the record keeping, the workers' compensation, the employee history, and absence tracking. These reports can also be customized if needed by the clients and if they demand the vendors to provide them with such. The documentation, thus, in the form of HRIS dashboards and reports, can show data in the real time and provide information quickly about the return of investment made by the organization. The customized reports are created that incorporate categories and information unique to the business. So if you remember, we had just given a gist or spoken briefly about the customized reports along with the generic reports. Most HRIS applications have a comprehensive tracking system. HRIS tracking capabilities thus serve a diverse range of functionalities, which include but are not limited to the following: the maintenance of grievances filed by or against the employee stemming from discipline, disputes and complaints, information and data tracking, and the data management of all human resource operations of an organization. Quick reference guides can be available relating to all the areas of the human resource information system, including staff benefits, benefit contribution rates, calendars, personnel change reason codes, and the payroll process flowchart. Detailed instructions regarding establishing and changing employee benefit and deduction information, including retirement, pension, healthcare, flexible spending accounts, and employee selection deductions. The perceived utility of the HRIS is thus an interesting factor, since it is quite subjective and must make sense to the employee. All these factors together contribute to the level of the user satisfaction and ultimately to the success of the HRIS. So documentation is helpful for payroll issues, including timely reporting requirements, checking and auto deposit distribution, taxable benefits, terminations, a review and correction of employee pay and leave and tax forms. Thus, robust documentation that are facilitated through the human resource solutions has several benefits for the organizations. Some of the important ones are mentioned below. Reduced cost of data storage, since a one-time investment is adequate. Agility in retrieving and analyzing data. Reduced duplication of processes, which saves time, money, and energy. On-demand availability of the right information at the right time. stronger analysis and therefore more intelligent decisions, relevant career planning that can be communicated in a better manner, improved quality of reports and insights, increased adaptability for the organization, since access to the right information increases awareness of both the external and internal environment. Thus, documentation is truly helpful in a wide variety of areas, as seen through this particular slide. The instructions and forms for employees to establish or change their employee information related to the human resource systems includes names, addresses, retirement, pension, and healthcare. Organizations possessing contemporary HRI systems have realized the criticality of documentation and hence have sufficient policies and procedures in place to collect the majority of necessary human resource information. HRIs with proper support for documentation will also lead to increases in efficiency when it comes to making decisions in the HRM. The decisions made also increase in quality or improve in quality, and as a result, the productivity of both employees and managers increase and thus become more effective. For those not having sufficient policies and procedures in place, this deficiency limits their ability to extract, report, or analyze performance in areas where information is not collected and maintained in a structured format. The organizations themselves should be aware of many of the shortcomings in their HR functionality due to the lack of necessary documentation. On the contrary, if the documentation is effective, it leads to a reduction of paper and materials, as well as it improves the automation. Often, this yields to cost saving. It also leads to ease in distributing updated materials concerning the organization's policies and procedures, as well as its role in enhancing the ability to make more informed decisions in real time by using analytics and the integration of the organizational data. Here we continue our discussion about the elements of documentation and its importance in human resource information systems. Documentation thus has become overwhelmingly critical for a multitude of organizations over the past few generations. This is partly due to the number of internal and external audits that have been carried out in organizations and partly the feedback that has been received from the staff and the external bodies. Issues surrounding the documentation and the data qualities indicate that the data collection policies and procedures are not always implemented successfully in practice. To reduce the problems, thus, it is necessary and mandatory to place alerts and automatic reporting options in the HRI systems, which would subsequently lead to the decrease in the compliance issues. The organizations which take planned and measured approaches to the documentation processes and ongoing management of their human resource information systems tend to make more effective use of their systems. It also leads to reduction of errors within the payroll systems and employee information databases. These organizations are better positioned to generate information for a greater range of strategic and operational human resource purposes. This results in improved collaboration throughout the organization, even when they are placed in multiple locations. In order to function optimally, the documentation functionality in human resource information systems must have the right tools and resources in place. Organizations without robust documentation take a less structured, more urgent approach, as short-term human resource processing requirements drove their management of the system. Only some of the organizations had sufficient policies and procedures in place to collect the majority of the necessary and critical human resource information and data. Thus, an HRIS needs to utilize within its department the documentation processes to help human resource employees, managers, and employees from other departments to improve their productivity and improve the results and performances of their respective organizations. For those not having sufficient policies and procedures in place, this deficiency may limit their ability to extract critical reports, information, or analyze performance in areas where information cannot be collected and maintained in a structured and easy to access format. So proper documentation ensures the smooth transmission of information between systems, persons, departments, and organizations. With detailed documentation in place, the process improvements can be tracked version to version. This means that the management will have the previous 3 to 4 processes and their performance along with the current process and performance for a comparative analysis. Thus, this is essential as it indicates that the information and data is actually used rather than just stored. In order to emphasize the actual use of data, there is need for information or knowledge in a precise fashion. When data is in motion, there is not only a change of place or position, but also change in other critical aspects. Thus, the data format may change when it is transferred between the systems, and this must be taken into cognizance by the contemporary HRIS systems. When HRIS processes are documented in a detailed manner, they are available for analysis as and when required. This helps the management in understanding the knowledge that was used in designing the best practices that are currently followed. This also helps the management decide whether the best practices followed are indeed relevant in the current environment that they are operating in, and saves them from expensive requirement gathering in a recursive process. Thus, the level of documentation may change from specific context, departments, or organizations. In this aspect, changes are often seen in the level of detail by the application of abstraction, the application of aggregation, generalization and specialization. Documentation can also be used by the HR department to truly understand what capabilities of the organization are. This knowledge helps to truly determine what they can promise the customer and what can be fulfilled. Thus, the ability of the database application programs to employ robust documentation practices combined with the capability to handle the searches expressed as complex large formulas are critical. A significant dimension of a documentation system, thus, is its ability to define and accommodate systematic information-related procedures. The documentation also acts as training material to help new resources move up the learning curve in a much faster fashion. Instead of making resources join on the job and learning tactically, tacitly, the documentation can be used to give new resources classroom lessons about the tasks that need to be performed. Thus, the documentation acts as the training manual and covers the syllabus as well as provides notes to educate the new resources. This can be supplemented with on-the-job hands-on floor visits for better and faster creation of efficient resources. This critical and useful dimension is usually missing from most systems because of the complexity in implementation that must be incorporated at the time of storage and retrieval of the critical information that is required by employees of that organization. Yeah, we continue our discussion about the elements of documentation in HRIS. Here we will look at the importance of database functionality in the documentation processes. While single-site databases require no special characteristics, the database systems that are intended for multiple-site configurations pose special problems if the data control and the security benefits inherent in a single-site database are not to be compromised in an effort to catalog individuals at multiple sites and/or to provide multiple-site access to the databases, which results in the documentation being critical to the HRIS systems as well as critical to the organizations themselves. The data retrieval can be regarded as a natural instance of multi-criteria decision-making. Queries are formulated as selection criteria aggregated by the means of appropriate operators of the documentation. To fundamentally understand the documentation process, one must know the details involved. The details from external and internal sources gathered must be captured properly and provided to the relevant people in required time duration. This helps them to identify the bottlenecks and work around better ways of reaching the desired results. Thus, the retrieval of the documented data is performed in a smooth fashion as a process by evaluating the degrees of satisfaction of the criteria of each document and the process of aggregating them to create more sense. Another decisional instance concerns the problem of improving the retrieval performance by taking into account user indications on the document's relevance. From the organizational point of view, this will be used in multiple team initiatives and projects. The organizational span, if it is wider, the more implications of the proper usage of the documentation. Attention to the database documentation thus can be the best investment in a time that the organization can make. It is essential, and no HRI system can be properly maintained by proper maintenance of the documentation systems. Thus, relevant feedback mechanisms exploit user system interaction in order to improve retrievable results by means of an iterative process of query refinement. In this process, the main decisional issue is that of finding new concepts with which to expand and modify the initial query so that it better reflects the user's information needs for the documentation processes. So, in this manner, we have completed the elements of documentation in HRIS, which was the last critical objective of this particular chapter. So in this chapter, we have completed elements related to introduction of the application of HRIS for strategic processes. We have also looked in detail the factors that need to be considered for strategic information needs. We have taken into consideration the elements of designing of the intranet technologies for the smooth propagation of HRIS, critical aspects of strategic HR information system planning were also discussed as a part of this chapter. We then turned our focus to the elements of decision-making systems that exist in HRIS. The last topic that was discussed in detail was the elements of documentation in the HRIS systems. In the next chapter, we are going to discuss about the software-related applications for human resource information systems. Thank you.